Blog Talk Radio.
Another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. No, 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 I said it before, I'll say it again. We are not going to do that. Okay, I don't know how many times I have to tell people, but I will tell people this every single day if I have to. You and me, we are not going to let anyone, anybody, anything, nothing, do you understand? Absolutely nothing can or will hold us back unless we let it. It's just that simple. I mean, really, we could just do that and just end the show right there. You know, basically, okay, well, that's it. Coach Lilisa is going off the air. We've let out the big secret, the gigantic secret to living the dream life that you want. Absolutely not allowing anything, anyone, or anybody, or any situation. Because some people, they don't let people hold them back, but they let situations hold them back. And then there are people who don't, maybe they don't let people hold them back, maybe they don't let situations stop them, but they let their own thoughts hold them back. There are people, I met a group of women about a week ago. They wanted to know, how can I let go of my debilitating past? Things that happened, here's the thing. They wanted to know how they can let go of things that have happened in their past that are holding them back today. Now think about that for a second. You know, you are intelligent people. I know you're probably using you got your multiple intelligence hats on today. Think about that. It's in your past. It's holding you back today and keeping you from your phenomenal, fantastic, amazing, super incredible future. Why? Why? I need, you know what, from now on, when individuals say that to me, I'm going to give them a page essay assignment. Write me an essay on what you're thinking, on what you just said, so of how you're allowing what has happened in the past. First thing right there, it means it's over. It is over. So you're letting something that's over, possibly someone who is asleep and not even thinking about you, you're allowing that to stop you today from getting to what you want in the future. Okay, well, we're going to talk about that here today. We're going to talk today about how you can be released, how you can be set free from your debilitating past, how you can get past things that have happened to you in the past. Because guess what? For all intents and purposes, that is one of the things that is stopping people. So many people are hindered by things that happened in the past. Something that a teacher said to them when they were in third grade. Something a teacher did not say to them. Get over it already. Something maybe that a parent or another close family or a person of authority may have said to them. So we want to just welcome you to the show. Today is Fantastic Thursday. I cannot believe that it is already Thursday. It seems, where did the time go? You know, it just, listen, it is flying by. So we got to get on board. Oh, we got to get ready for what is ahead of us. We're talking about, how can you get over your debilitating past? How can you keep it from causing you to be debilitated? In other words, crippled. Keeping, you know, how can this happen? Well, it happens because of a few things that we're going to talk about here on the show today. It happens because these things are going around in our conscious mind and in our subconscious mind. You know, there are things that constantly, activities that our mind, memories, experiences, examples that are being trapped and held on tight by our subconscious mind, and yet that subconscious mind is like it's playing a record. Remember back in the day? Some of you are old enough to remember back in the day, and I'm not talking about, see, for young people, back in the day is like 10 years ago, you know, they're like 20, you know, back in the day, is they were 10 years old. But for some of us, back in the day means 30 years ago, at least. That's when we say back in the day, we're not talking about 5 years ago. We're talking about at least a good 30 years ago. But remember, you know, back in the day, you would play a record. Put it on the record player, and you would take the arm and not put the arm, and you would see, if you put the little arm over, the record would play that one time and end. But if you pulled the arm back, that same record would play over and over and over again, you know. So, or if you had other records, of course, stacked on top, it would play one record at a time. Boy, talking about back in the day. That may be going back 45 years ago with that one. But nonetheless, I mean, let's face it. You know, think about that for a minute. No, really, think about something that you're allowing to stop you. I'm going to give you a moment, like really. No, let me give you 60 seconds. Think about something that has happened in your past that you are allowing it to stop you from getting to where you need to be in your future. Now, see, right there, I should have had some music playing because you probably thought I was gone for good. But no, 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 not the case. I want to give you that moment of silence so you could get that in your mind, this thing that is stopping you. It could be age. You know, I had a woman tell me what was stopping her was her age. And I says, well, you know, how old are you? She's like, 42. I'm like, 42? Don't you know life begins at 40? You're 42. You're just 2 days old. That's what I told her. You're just a little baby. You're just a little baby. You're only 2 years old, okay? And so, you know, we kind of laughed about that. But I'm really serious here, guys. I'm not just joking here. Wait a minute. I am absolutely serious. And I really, really, I've been traveling around. And so I definitely want to say hello to all of my brand new friends that I just picked up down at Seton Hall University. I know I just shared a little piece about the Seton Hall project. Seton Hall went from, well, I've only been invited there to speak on this topic of human trafficking. Absolutely enjoyed the research. Did not enjoy the statistics that I found, but I enjoyed the research because it really gives me something to sink my teeth into. But nonetheless, so here I am. And again, you know, never having known that I was involved in it as well. So here I am. So Seton Hall went from just a speaking opportunity to a project. It turned into a project on Tuesday night. I was so amazed how these students were in a room and gathered that time of night, number one, on a weeknight. And they had class the next day. I was really kind of blown away by that and very much admired these students. And so because of that engagement, that one time, my first time, I've only been on Seton Hall. I've only been to the campus twice since I've been living in New Jersey for 23 years. That's only my second time on that campus. And the last time I was there, I don't even remember why. I think I went there to meet someone. But that was, I've never been there for any activities, any seminars, workshops, concerts, lectures, nothing. I've absolutely not been on that campus. And it's not that far from where I live. It's only about 20 minutes away. It's a very big campus. So here I get this opportunity in 2011. So people, if you allow things from your past to hold you back from your future, you could possibly be missing out on greatness. And I don't say possibly, you are missing out. I will just go right out and say, you are missing out on something great, 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 great in your future. Also want to say good morning to Mr. Paul Kiriazi, all the way from Tokyo, Japan. We're absolutely excited that he's able to connect with us. We're excited that whatever is happening in Japan, it's not enough to shut down the airways. And I know some people are having a devastating time there. Devastating. Absolutely devastating. And then you have people like Paul Kiriazi, who was able to escape the devastation. Also want to say welcome to our other guests in the chat room. I see some have been coming in and out of the chat room. I know sometimes Blog Talk Radio will bump you out. You know, Blog Talk Radio has, oh my God, they have blown up over the past, you know, year. In just 1 year, 2 years possibly, they've gone just from almost no one knowing about it to like almost everyone having their own Blog Talk Radio show and or page. It's becoming almost as popular. It's getting there. It's trying to reach the heights of, say, like a YouTube and Facebook. Haven't gotten there yet, but it's very, very, very close. I guess not everyone wants to be a radio show host, but certainly people want to. People like talk radio. You know, talk radio has always been very, very, very popular. And as people today are looking to be empowered, and they want to empower themselves, well, one of the best ways to get empowered is to gain knowledge, is to learn something new. What can I learn new that can help me grow, help me be a better person, help me have a better life? That's what people want. That's what people want. They want to be a better person, or they want to have a better life. They want to do something great. They want to do something great with their lives. But unfortunately, some people are stuck on things that has happened to them in the past, and they cannot move forward. Now, April, all month long, April is what is known as Abuse Awareness Month. In some places, I know, like under the Department of, say, Human Services, the department that deals with children who are being abused at home and mistreated and all that, they have something during this month, it's called Spank Out Day or something like that, or they used to, where, you know, they would try to encourage parents not to hit their children. The day would just be a day to have a big celebration. You're going to do that every day. You're going to have a Spank Out Day. But there are parents who do have an anger problem and things of that nature, and they do hit their children. So this is what April is all about, and I'm involved in awareness of abuse and sexual abuse, having been sexually abused myself and some other issues. I felt it just fitting that I would also be an advocate for others that are now being sexually abused. And one of the reasons that I decided to, you know, be an advocate, actually I'm going through, there's a 40-hour training that you can take on sexual assault or domestic violence awareness, and you can become a domestic violence awareness advocate. So when I talk about your future being planned out, that you have a great future ahead of you, but you can't stay stuck in the past, I'm really, really serious about this. I really want people to understand that you can have whatsoever you desire, but you have to desire it first. So I'm doing this 40-hour class on domestic violence, but not just because the class is being offered and I just happened to hear about it on one of the days that it had just started. It's not so much that, but in 2001, I wanted to do something. That's 10 years ago, 10 years. 10 years from the day, so to speak, a college professor where I was working full-time asked me if I wanted to do, if I could do it. We were talking about doing some workshops for her students. And she said, well, can you do a workshop on domestic violence? It must have been around October. It had to be October or April probably. And she wanted to bring the topic to her students. And I said, you know, she says, well, do you have any, you know, experience with domestic violence doing a workshop? And I says, well, does being a victim of it give me the experience, you think? We kind of chuckled about it. So I said, based on that, sure, I could put something together since I had already overcome it. Now, some people, they have been abused domestically or what have you. But the problem is that they have not overcome it. They have not gotten past it. It still plagues them. In other words, like the young lady that I had mentioned earlier in the show, where her comment was, how do I get over my past? Some people, though it has ended, the story has not ended for them. They're still living it. They're still living, what I mean by living the story, they're still living the pain of whatever has happened. And as long as you live the pain of something, guess what you're going to be? Guess what kind of person that would make one who lives the pain of something? Yes, you're right. It makes you unhappy. It makes you hurt. If you constantly relive the pain of something, it will make you miserable. Absolutely. You're so right. That's why you see people who are dressed up on the outside, beautiful suit, you know, I mean, hair beautiful. And especially, you know, if it's a woman, they may have the great-looking nails. You have everything, the shoes are banging, you know, everything beautiful. But on the inside, you see, it's just destruction. And that's because they're constantly living the pain of what happened to them 5 years ago, 25 years ago, 55 years ago, 85. There are people who are like 85 and 90. They're still living pain of stuff that happened to them when, you know, when they were six. Some people are living the pain of what has happened to them 10 minutes ago, you know, 20 minutes ago, a year ago. That is why so many people are miserable. And then some people are very angry. Same thing. You have people, sometimes they come to work, they're still living the pain that someone ran them off the road, and they can't wait to get to work and tell everybody. Why do you need to get to work? No, please, somebody answer me this question. Why do you need to get to work and tell everyone how somebody ran you off the road or tried to run you off the road or, you know, now you've, okay, it ruined your day, right? Now you want to go to work and ruin everyone's day around you. But these are the same people that you say you care about, your coworkers. Oh, I care about my coworkers. How? When you get to work and the first thing you want to do is dump on them your tragedy from last night, how your boyfriend stood you up or your husband didn't come home, whatever. It's one thing to have, you know, a confidant, one person that you absolutely trust and a person that you want to share things with. That's different. But just to go into a room and begin to dump on people some tragedy that you experienced, something that is still painful for you, come on, people, get over it. Get absolute, you know, but that's how we do, though. That's the sickness. That's the sickness of this living in this debilitating state of not being able to let go of your past. You know, people, it's really funny, but it's not funny because I really want to help people out of that. You know, people, they look at my life and they think that, oh, wow, how can you live the way you're living based on your past? That's because I don't live the story of my past. I tell the story, and I can tell the story to anyone, but I don't live the story. I don't live the pain of having been molested, having been raped, having worked as a prostitute, having been rejected. I don't live the pain of that. The pain is gone. You know, I heard a preacher preach one time, and she said her topic of her sermon, which I remember the topic. I don't remember everything she said. She said a lot, but I remember the topic. And she said the topic was, you can touch me there now. It doesn't hurt anymore. Yes, you can touch me there now. It doesn't hurt anymore. And, you know, like, look on your body anywhere you may know where you have a scar. Just look there. And it could be a scar. Like, I have one right here on my knee. And this happened, and I told the story one time. This happened when I was probably about five or six, probably about five. It's based on where we were living. Luckily for me, my mom moved around a lot. So I can base a lot of my memories based on where we were living. Now, some people can base things on other things, but for me, I categorize things. Well, we were living on Wade Street, so that had to happen. So we moved from there. I was five going into six, that kind of thing. So I have that scar there. I can see it, but it doesn't hurt. It doesn't even hurt at all. And because of the years that have gone by, you could barely see it, you know. But that's how it is with things that have happened in our past. This should become a time, in the beginning, of course, it hurts very, very badly. You know, at the beginning, I was crying like a mad child, you know, screaming wildly when it happened because it was, you know, very tragic kind of little situation. But it doesn't hurt now. And that's how things should be in our past. We should be able to categorize things to where, oh, you can touch me there now. Like, there are some people, I'm going to show you how you can tell if they're still living in the past like that. You better not mention certain things in their presence. They can't take it. They would absolutely fall apart. And you would think that that thing just happened like last week. Or you would think it just happened maybe even a year ago. But, oh, my God, you would never believe that that's something that happened 20 years ago. Now, for instance, okay, people would say, well, Elisa, that's not, people, they love to tell me something that's not true. People love to tell me, oh, Elisa, that's not true. Okay, fine. It may not be true for you now. And then, of course, 5 years will go by or a year will go by and they'll experience something and they'll have to say to themselves, oh, wow, so this is what she was talking about. You know, believe me, you don't go through 45 years of the crap I've had to go through and not experience some different things. And so, you know, you try to share what you've learned with people. But I understand everybody can't receive everything at the right time, at the same time. You know how it is with your children. You know, you spend 10 years telling your child, do your homework so you can get good grades, so you can get a scholarship and not have to pay for college. But it takes them until they're sitting in college with all these student loans looming over their heads, and they turn, maybe they're on break, or maybe they're in the cafeteria just chit-chatting with another student. And somehow the conversation gets to the point where that student shares where they went to high school, how they, you know, got picked for a particular scholarship, full scholarship. And then you're like, what? This is what my mother or father or whoever was talking about all this time. You see, sometimes that has to happen when people don't take heed right away because they don't want to believe something. They don't want to believe something. But here's the thing. You can, like, for instance, okay, my mother passed in 2005. My mother was an awesome woman, I'm telling you. And everybody's mother is, so don't get it twisted. I'm not saying like my mom was so great and somebody else's wasn't. It's not about that. But, you know, everybody's mother is awesome, right? They brought you here, and that right there makes them awesome enough, the fact that they got you here, okay? You couldn't birth yourself, so they got you here, and they did a great job. But this woman, Barbara Robinson Martin Branson Ty, she was incredible. Yes, she had been married 5 times to my father twice. So there was a Robinson in there again somewhere because that's my maiden name, Robinson, before I met my husband, Drew Williams, 23 years ago. We've been married now 21 years. So my mother, though, was this woman that really, she was just an amazing woman, I tell you. 7 children, the whole bit, all of that stuff, right? 5 husbands, okay, I don't need to say a whole lot more. But here was a woman that, you know, she held it down. She was good. You could, most of the things you hear me say and the concepts that come from me, I got from her, mostly all of it, okay? So imagine that, you know. But this woman, she was something else. Well, she loved to travel. Okay, you could catch her on the plane in a heartbeat. And since one of her daughters had worked at American Airlines, since my mother was probably around 50-ish, so ever since she was 50, she was able to fly anywhere in the world free, anywhere in the world free. And, you know, American Airlines back in those days, you know, they thought they were the best of the best. They were. They were the top airline in the top airlines in the United States for many years. They held that title until around 1996 or so, when Continental came back under the leadership of Gordon Bethune, and then Continental took the number one spot for United States Airlines for about 5 or 6 years. But this woman was able, and then I start working there in 98, and then she began to fly. Either way, Continental, she could go Continental free or she could go American Airlines free. So the woman had, you know, she loved to travel. She worked for the IRS. They paid for her to fly, you know, around the country to seminars, and you know how the government is. So for those of you who work for the government, you know what I'm talking about. They go to 1,000,000 conferences, and just like me, my mother loved conferences, and so she went to all of them. My grandmother lived with us on a full-time basis, so my mother never had to worry about the kids. And her mother were like, they were like freaking frat. They loved each other. And I used to wonder, does any mother love their child more than my grandmother loved my mother? That always amazed me how my grandmother treated her. But she had a lot of love for her daughter, and that was her only daughter. So anyway, this same woman that would fly here to New Jersey and visit us and You know, she'd fly here and there and blah, blah, blah. But the woman dropped dead of a heart attack, a massive heart attack, out of the blue the night before she dropped dead. I'm telling you, the morning she dropped dead of a heart attack, the morning before that, the day before was the 4th of July weekend, okay? The 4th of July was going to be on a Monday. Saturday, she dropped dead on the 3rd, which was Sunday. On July the 2nd, I'm on the phone with her. She's in Cincinnati. I'm outside in my backyard. My husband is grilling. Him and his brother-in-law, they're out there grilling. We're having a great time. And I'm saying to my mother, I'm making all kind of plans with her. Mom, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to do this and that. No idea that that was my last conversation with her. None. There was no clue. There was nothing in her voice. There was nothing that could make me think that that was my last conversation at the time. Later, looking back over it, maybe that's what all those plans were about, because it did seem like we were packing in a lot of stuff on that conversation. I let her talk to my brother-in-law that, you know, she still remembered he did her hair, like cut her hair for her like 15 years earlier than that. She talked to my husband for a minute. And here she is, you know, when I'm on the phone. Yeah, Mom, I'm going to come to Cincinnati, and we're going to do this, 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 and that, right? And, you know, she's like, oh, yeah, we're going to do it. And I said to her, oh, Mom, you know, and my mother had just started a church there about a year ago, you know, prior to her passing. She had just started her church, very, very small congregation, mostly my siblings, my nieces and nephews and whoever, right? And there were a couple of other outside-type members that come in. And my mother says, boy, I wish you were here, LaLisa. You know, I wish you were here. I was, you know, getting my ministry going as well and preaching at this church up here in New Jersey under Pastor Daisy McFauley, who would constantly have me come to her church and preach and what have you. And so my mom was like, boy, if you were here, we'd be doing this and we'd be doing that and we'd be outside doing street ministry. And I said, yeah, Mom, you know, we're going to do that in August, right? I said, in August, we're going to, let's go outdoors to the park and just do street ministry right there. That was my mother's desire. That was her heartthrob, to go out in the parks and on the street and just pray for people and witness to them and lay hands on them. And if they told her they had any illness, she would cast it out right on the spot. If they said they were addicted to drugs, she'd cast out that demonic spirit and bind it up right on the spot. That's how her mind worked. That's the gift God gave her. And do you know, and that next morning, she had a massive heart attack. So why am I telling you the story? That, I mean, I understand that your son could be shot, your daughter, your cousin. But to me, that is about as tragic of a passing away as it can get. You have this awesome mother who is your spiritual mother, has always been my spiritual mother, always told me scripture long before I even had just respect for her as a regular mother. I had respect for the fact that she is the one who constantly reminded me that, you know, I was not living according to the scriptures, and therefore I was living beneath my privilege. She always told me that. You know, so, you know, tragic. However, you know, I'm not suffering in some kind of way because of that now. You know what I mean? Sure, we grieved and we cried and we miss her dearly. But it's not pain there for me. That's not to say you can't be in pain about something that has happened 5 and 10 years ago. But guess what? Sooner or later, you're going to have to, if you really want to move forward, that's in a relationship, if you're single, let's just say you're a single man or a woman, and you're trying to meet someone, and what if you carried all the pain you have about things that have happened to you in the past into this new relationship? Tell me what that would look like. And now tell me what it would look like. So what would you do? You can't wait till you marry them so now you can tell them how hurt you were when your 12th grade teacher told you that you'd never be anything. I mean, I don't know. What, And what if they were carrying the person that you're getting into a relationship with? Now, what if they come with all their painful past things that have happened to them, and they share them with you? I mean, people, this can't happen. We have to stop, and especially those people who want to be in loving and healthy relationships. So, this is our message. This is the topic today. How to get over your debilitating past. That's what I'm helping people with. You want to move on to the future. I know you want to get on to your great future, but you're not going to do it in a great way when you have all these things from your past that you can't get over. Okay? Now, I know that ran some people off right there, the story of my mother. I understand. Some people can't handle that. That's okay. And, again, I'm not belittling anyone's hurt or your pain. I'm trying to show you, and I could show you more things, but I'm not, but I could. I have some very, very destructive, painful things from my past. But you can touch me there now. It doesn't hurt anymore. At some point, if you want to have a successful future, you know, some people, they say, okay, how can you do what you do? Well, that's how. I'm just trying to tell. People ask me this all the time. How do you do what you do? I'm trying to tell you, this is how I do it. By letting go of these painful things that happened to me. I was raped, but I'm not holding on to that. That was painful. That's very painful. To be raped is very painful. It is a very painful thing. Okay? But the story, I'm not living the story. I can tell the story, but I'm not living. In other words, I'm not sitting there remembering, you know, all the pieces that brought the pain, all right? I'm just telling you the facts. I can tell you the facts of what happened. Knocked on the door, you know, walked into the room, I can tell you the pieces of the facts, but I don't have to relive the pain. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. So, good morning, and welcome. If Miss Brenda is listening, good morning. Brenda may not be able to tune in this morning, but she'll probably go back and listen to the archives. Good morning. If Monica, so we were talking about this past, this debilitating past that is stopping so many people from their future. Now, you may say, well, why is this important to me, Coach LaLisa? Well, it's important for three key reasons. One, if it's you, you want help for yourself because we're into empowerment. And remember, the empowerment zone and what empowerment, the heart of empowerment, is that you're helping yourself. That's the key. If you don't want to help yourself, stop going to empowerment sessions. Don't go. That's what they're about. When you see those conference, those banners and those flyers that say, you know, women's empowerment, this or that. You don't see a whole lot of men's empowerment stuff, but I guess they have it too. If you don't want to help yourself, don't go, because that's what they're about. That's what empowerment means. It means that you're going to help yourself through by gaining some knowledge of something that you didn't know that you can use. You know, like financial empowerment. You would go to a seminar to learn how to save money, how to make money, how to transfer money, how to do whatever and with your finances and your lifestyle to get finances, things like that. So it's that empowerment. So you want to be empowered for yourself, number one. Number two, you may have children. You definitely need to know about empowerment because, well, if you can't empower your children, why have them? You know, what's that about? And I know, unfortunately, a lot of parents can't empower their children because they can't empower themselves. So if you want to help your children, you've got to help yourself. That's number, you know, like on the plane, they tell you to put the little mask on yourself first and then put it on your child. If you can't help yourself, all you're doing for your child is providing food and clothing and shelter, okay? If you can't empower yourself to get over hurt, pain, devastating, debilitating, and just dastardly things that have happened to you. Because, you know, it's like my good friend Pastor Rebecca said on Saturday at the conference. She said, get over it. We all have issues, you know. Get over your issues. Everybody's got issues. And I think in her book, Nobody's Business, talks about a woman named Clara who had all of these issues. And Clara wasn't the only one in the book. I know there's other characters in the book as well. And they got issues with Janet or something like that. Jennifer, somebody, all of the issues that, you know, women have. So if you don't have the book, you want to get that book. It's a really, really good book. It's her book by Pastor Rebecca Simmons. It's called Nobody's Business. You know, people, they don't think their business. They don't want to tell anyone, and they have all these things going on. So, yes, good morning. Good morning, Kiva, Renee, and others. So, you want to go forward. Everybody now, I'm telling you, this is the moving forward age. And if you don't let go of that debilitating past, believe me, it's going to haunt you in your future. And you may wake up one day and thought everything was going fine. And guess what? No, because there's things in the future, in the past, you didn't bury them properly. You didn't properly dispose of them. You did not properly place them. And so they haunt and follow us into our great future. And then all of a sudden, it rears its ugly head and something happens. But we want to learn how to deal with them. When they happen, you deal with them and you move on. Now, for those of you who are anywhere around Newark, New Jersey, Irvington, Essex County, and all of that, please make your way to the Newark screens tonight, 5:30 to 7. Come out tonight. I'd love to meet you. Shake your hand. I'm going to be there talking about careers, how to find the right career for you. The career that you choose today could mean everything for your successful future. Everything you do today is a part of your tomorrow. So make sure you come. I'm going to be talking about your career. I will be there. I would absolutely love to meet you. You never know who else you're going to meet there. The networking is going to be phenomenal. Bring your business cards. Bring your business cards. And even bring your resume. Bring a resume with you. But don't bring it if it's not tight and ready to go. Don't bring something with, it's not updated. You don't have your last job on there. Don't bring it. You know, in those cases, tell the person, I'll email it to you. Don't give it to them and say, I'll get you another one, because remember, first impressions are lasting. So don't do that. No, tell them, can I email it to you? And then get their email address. Make sure your resume is updated with your most recent job, or training or education, whatever it is. Put that on your resume. So we'll talk a little today. This is part of a four-part series. So today, part one is going to be talking about how to find out what job is your best fit. Because today, companies are hiring in a new way. They're doing something new. Even the little McDonald's is doing this now. But companies, and they've always kind of done it. But companies today, most companies have been doing it. They just didn't really know what they were doing, but they were doing it nonetheless. But companies today are looking for people that are a good fit. That's why companies are now across the board doing the behavioral interviewing. And that's how you select people that are a good fit for your organization and for the job. Now, every now and again, they will get tricked. Someone will come into the department or to the company, to the interviewing room, and they will be able to communicate that they are a good fit for that company, yet knowing in their heart and mind that they're not, by virtue of, I don't really want to be here. If you don't really want to be somewhere for whatever reason, the pay is too low, it's too far, you don't like that kind of work or whatever, that it's going to be like a problem eventually. There will be some kind of problem along the way. If this is the case. So, you know, just think about that for a minute. So if you can, come out tonight to Newark, New Jersey, on the corner of Springfield and Bergen Street. It's the Newark Screens. If you want, if you like, you can call me up. I will give you instructions on how to get there. You could be in New York, you could be wherever. You're welcome to come. It's free. Free and open to the public. You could send people. I have a few agencies that are going to send their participants, their clients. If you want, this is a very high-level career readiness. Help you get ready for free. You're not going to get a lot of this information for free from anyone. A lot of these are information that you're going to get over the next even four sessions are things that you're only going to learn from the inside. You wouldn't have to, like, know insider trading to get this information. But I'm going to be sharing with you from my experiences as a recruiter, not as a person who was allowed to interview. No, as a hired recruiter, which I had to go through, like, just 2 weeks of training just to even start work, where I had to be taught how to interview, how to select people. You know, it's not haphazard. You know, companies, they are trained on how to select you for a job. And the company that I trained through was called Developmental Dimensions, DDI, Developmental Dimensions International. You can look them up. They're one of the premier companies in the world that will teach you on how to interview and how to make sure you are bringing into your company top talent. You want top talent. That's what companies want today. Companies today want top talent. Now, that shouldn't scare you. All you got to do is go and be the top. That's all. Just go and get some talent and practice it over and over and over. So when you're ready to interview, you'll be at the top and you'll probably get the job. But like I said, there are some people who go into the job interview and they're able to trick the interviewer, and therefore they will get the job even though they know that they do not want to be there. They know they don't want the job, okay, but because of, you know, maybe desperation, right? Is that a word, desperation? Maybe because of desperation of some sort, they will take the job, and what will happen? They'll take the job, even though they don't really want the job, they'll take the job, and then once they get on the job, they will be miserable in the job, and then on top of that, they, it's not, no telling what else. So you don't want that. Yeah, that was, I clicked the button on my computer. And okay, so Blog Talk has done a new thing, and I was looking at the screen, and I clicked the button, and it took me to something that I didn't realize it was going to take me to, and it took me to the show. And I was like, oh, I'm a guest in the show. I'm in the chat room now. But so, you know, when it comes to getting past our past, okay, there you go, got to get past our past. And once we do that, you know, things are going to break, they're going to pop, you know, you're going to experience greatness, you're going to, a light, it's going to be like, I'm telling you, you're going to feel like this big light is shining on you, I'm telling you. When you break past, if you just step out and break past your past, okay? Come on. Let's do it. Break past your past, the pain, the hurt, whatever is disturbing you. Just break past it, you know, realizing that. You know, you didn't do it. You know, it happened. you relive the facts, not the story. Get rid of the story, y'all. The story, time out for the story. Get over that. Maybe somebody, you never know. I mean, so many things can happen to people. It's just incredible. Things happen. Like I said, Pastor Rebecca says it best. Get over it. We all have issues. We all have issues. No matter how dressed up we are on the outside, get past these debilitating things, and they're debilitating because they're stopping us now. They're not debilitating because they happened. They happened. At the time, they may have slowed us down or stopped us or whatever, but get back up, dust ourselves off, and let's get on to our powerful and very, very, very exciting, exciting future. The future is, I'm telling you, absolutely bright, incredibly bright. You cannot even imagine how bright your future is. You can't imagine. Because we live with these past things, okay? And we live with that, you know? It's blocking. It's blocking that light from coming to us fully. The light can't really come because of this past. And so we have to get rid of it. You know, it's you owe it to yourself. You owe it to yourself. You want to empower yourself, right? You want to be empowered, right? You want to show what attending all these power empowerment seminars are doing in your life. You know, you ever know those people? They've been attending empowerment seminars for the past 5 years. But you look at their lives and you see that they're no more empowered than they were, you know, 5 years ago. No, you're going to the empowerment seminars to get empowered. You know, that would be like people who go to church for 20 years and they're still, you know, eating baby food. No, eventually you got to eat strong meat. You can't keep eating. That's like a baby. You wouldn't expect to feed a 12-year-old what you fed a 12-month-old. No, you have to eventually, you know, a 12-year-old is not going to live a healthy life eating what a 12-month-old eats. There's changes that have happened to them that they need a different diet. And the same thing for us. We need this different, you know, different diet, so to speak. Have to change your diet. So you've been eating empowerment food, so now you want this life that is deemed you, you know, it's deemed you, it's there for you, it's waiting. It's bright, it's powerful, it's exciting, it's so, so, so exciting, it's incredible. So we want people, now here's the, come out tonight, 5:30 at the Newark Screens. The Newark Screens right there in Newark, New Jersey. You can't miss it. You know, it's not that far. Even if you took the PATH train from New York City, you take the PATH, there is a bus that comes from the PATH station right up, straight up Springfield Avenue from Market Street or whatever, straight up Springfield Avenue. You take the bus right there, and therefore you cannot miss the movie theater. It's a movie theater. It's called Newark Screens. It's a movie theater. And if you want the specific address, it is 360-394 Springfield Avenue. So if you had to put it into your MapQuest, that's 360-394 Springfield Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. We look forward to, it's going to be a four-part series. Myself, I'll be there for one of the parts. I know Tina Lane will be there as well, and she will also be talking about the customer service of career advancement and career readiness, getting ready for careers and jobs. So we know there's going to be all kinds of people there. I've had a few phone calls from people calling up wanting to know if they could bring others and if they could, you know, come themselves. It's absolutely free. You know, success, 90% of success is showing up. So for those people who think, well, I don't need to go. Well, maybe you don't, but you should want to go, because especially if you're waiting on anything, you know, if you're waiting on anything, waiting at home, you might not get it. You might not get it. So on some things, you just got to get out to get it. You got to get out to get it. You just do. You just got to get out to get it. So that's it for today. We're, you know, talking today about getting over that debilitating past. Get rid of it. Don't let it stop you. Don't let it hinder you. Don't let past thoughts, past hurts, past dislikes, whatever. It's in the past. It's over. We're moving on. We're moving forward. We're doing big things, bigger, 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 better, better, better. Bigger, better. You know, just bigger and better. We are excited about the people that we're partnering up with. We had an absolute awesome time yesterday with the Lavender and Lace program that we're working with over there in Newark, New Jersey. What an amazing time that was. We had 25 women in the room, fired up, ready to change their lives. I'm telling you, the energy was so powerful in that room. It was amazing. Amazing. I don't know where Donye Huffman found those women, but let me tell you, they found her. I don't know. But that woman has a dynamite program. Don't tell me what you can't do if you wanted to. She's got a dynamite program right there in Newark, New Jersey, in the heart of Newark, an area that people would be, some people are scared to even go. But let me tell you, she started this awesome, awesome program. It's called Lavender and Lace. It is to help women who are in transition. And those women were awesome. We had an awesome time. Donye is awesome. And I tell you, it was great. Absolutely great. It was just, it's just been, this whole week has just been truly, truly, truly an amazing week. You know, again, Tuesday night with the Seton Hall group. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And now we're scheduled to go back there and speak to another group called the Little Misses Forum. It's another group, a leadership group there, where they work with girls age 9 to 18. And they said, can you come back and be our keynote speaker for that event? So that's going to happen on April the 25th. We'll go back, of course. I said gladly. I mean, Seton Hall, I never ever thought I would be speaking at Seton Hall, certainly not once, but twice in 1 month. So we're going back there to Seton Hall University. Also, there's going to be, we're going to a shelter Saturday down in Camden, New Jersey. I'll be driving down to Camden, New Jersey to speak at a homeless shelter. This is one that was scheduled months back, but it got canceled. There was a mistake in the date. So we will be going down to Camden to speak down there. So things, I'm telling you, things are happening. They're happening fast. They're just everyday things. These are just everyday things that you can just be a part of, but you've got to be ready. You've got to be ready to move, and you have to be sincere. I have to be sincere in what it is you're doing. Oh, we're still working on that April trip to Cleveland. Denise has gotten us a spot at the corporate college there, which is a part of the Cuyahoga County College or something like that. And she got us a beautiful room and a brand new college campus building. So we're very excited about that. It's April the 30th. So we're going to drop. So we're working on that for the authors, and we're very, very excited about doing it on the college campus. Now, there's other things that are happening. So that's April 30th. We know Easter weekend. We know there's some great things happening. Oh, this Saturday, I will be on TV. I don't know what channel yet, but I will be on TV being interviewed along with Donye. Well, but it's her interview. She's asked me to also be on the interview with her, and we're going to be interviewed by Mayor Cory Booker, so I'm very excited about that. It's going to happen this Saturday. I don't know when the show will air. I guess it's his weekly or monthly mayoral show, so I will tell you all about that. When it will air, that will happen. Take Saturday. So we have a power pack Saturday. Friday. I don't know what's happening Friday. Maybe I'll get some rest on Friday. So anyway, everyone, that's all the time we have. Have a great time. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Thank God it's Friday.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. But we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.